Merry Christmas, and welcome to Grace Baptist Church in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us on Sunday evening, December the 24th, 2017.
Good evening, Grace, and visitors here for our candlelight service. Wonderful to have all of you here tonight. And for like my second or third or fourth time today, to all, Merry Christmas. That was way better than this morning. That was good. Okay. Well, glad to have all of you here. We, of course, have children of all ages in here, so we do expect some noise, but we would ask you to silence your cell phones. And if you happen to be on the back row there trying to catch the Dallas game, Mike Swanson, you may want to go ahead and just turn that off or hand the phone over to your mother-in-law. And everyone else, you're welcome to do whatever you want, but Mike will get in trouble. So anyway, wonderful to have you here. Let me open us in prayer, and we will continue with the service in praise. Let's pray. Father, we are celebrating tonight the incarnation that we're looking forward to celebrating tomorrow. And while we think of gifts and all these kinds of things, sometimes it's easy to forget what we're celebrating, why we are giving gifts, that we are reminded of the most incredible gift that we've ever been given in our Savior, in Jesus Christ, come to earth, God himself come to earth as a man to live perfectly and then die for us to take away our sin and rise again. And Lord, tonight we don't want to just look forward to what we celebrate tomorrow, but we want to look forward to your second coming of Christ, the second advent, where all is made right. And where we truly have that joy to the world. We know we have tastes of it now, but we look forward to the completion of that joy as we get to be in your presence physically for eternity. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Ben. It's a joy to be with you tonight and for you to join us here at Grace for our candlelight communion service. And we're going to be singing a lot tonight. We've got some special music as well and a lot of scripture reading. So we're looking forward to that and a beautiful service tonight. I'm going to ask you to stand with me as we begin. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. And on the second verse, I'm going to ask the kids if they would start making their way up here on the platform with me. And Miss Susan's going to read a story here in just a few minutes. Joy to the world.
Joy to the world.
Your kids, but we would love for them to come sit up here with Miss Susan while she reads. I think most of you know now, but Susan Vesey became our children's director a few months ago, back in the fall, and we are enjoying working with her, and I know the kids are. All right. Just a word about the service tonight. We've had a few alterations in it, so I'll probably be kind of introducing some things along the way. But we do want things to flow smoothly, so we're excited about what's going to happen tonight. And Miss Susan, when they get settled, I'll just let you begin.
Thank you for coming up and sitting here. We're going to read a book tonight called The Tale of the Three Trees, and it's a folk tale or a traditional story, and it's retold by Angela Elwell Hunt. Okay? The Three Trees. Once upon a mountaintop, three little trees stood and dreamed of what to become when they grew up. The first little tree looked up at the stars twinkling like diamonds above him. "I want to hold treasure," he said. I want to be covered with gold and filled with precious stones. I will be the most beautiful treasure chest in the world. The second little tree looked out at a small stream trickling by on its way to the ocean. I want to be a strong sailing ship, he said. I want to travel mighty waters and carry powerful kings. I will be the strongest ship in the world. The third little tree looked down into the valley below, where busy men and busy women worked in a busy town. I don't want to leave this mountaintop at all, she said. I want to grow so tall that when people stop to look at me, they will raise their eyes to heaven and think of God. I will be the tallest tree in the world. Years passed, the rains came, the sun shone, and the little trees grew tall. One day, three woodcutters climbed the mountain. The first woodcutter looked at the first tree and said, "This tree is perfect. It is beautiful." And with a swoop of his shining axe, the first tree fell. "Now I shall be made into a beautiful chest," thought the first tree. "I shall hold wonderful treasure." The second woodcutter looked at the second tree and said, "This tree is strong. It is perfect for me." And with a swoop of his shining axe, the second tree fell. "Now I shall sail mighty waters," thought the second tree. "I shall be a strong ship, fit for a king." The third tree felt her heart sink when the last woodcutter looked her way. She stood straight and tall and pointed bravely to heaven. But the woodcutter never even looked up. "Any kind of tree will do for me," he muttered, and with a swoop of his shining axe, the third tree fell. The first tree rejoiced when the woodcutter brought him to a carpenter shop, but the busy carpenter was not thinking about a treasure chest. Instead, his work-worn hands fashioned the tree into a feed box for animals. The once beautiful tree was not covered with gold or filled with treasure. He was coated with sawdust and filled with hay for hungry farm animals. The second tree smiled when the woodcutter took him to a shipyard, but no mighty sailing ships were being made that day. Instead, the once strong tree was hammered and sawed into a simple fishing boat. Too small and too weak to sail an ocean or even a river, he was taken to a little lake, and every day he brought in loads of dead, smelly fish. The third tree was confused when the woodcutter cut her into strong beams and left her in a lumberyard. "What happened?" the once tall tree wondered. "All I ever wanted was to stand tall on the mountaintop and point to God." Many, many days and nights passed. The three trees nearly forgot their dreams. But one night, golden starlight poured over the first tree as a young woman placed her newborn baby in that feed box. "I wish I could build a cradle for him," her husband whispered. But the mother squeezed his hand and smiled as the starlight shone on the smooth and sturdy wood. "This manger is beautiful," she said. And suddenly the first tree knew he was holding the greatest treasure ever in the world. One evening, a tired traveler and friends were crowded into an old fishing boat. The traveler fell asleep as the second tree quietly sailed into the lake. But soon a thundering and thrashing storm arose, and the little tree shuddered. He knew he did not have the strength to carry so many passengers safely through the wind and the rain. The man was awakened, and he stood up, stretched out his hand, and said, "Peace, be still." The storm stopped as quickly as it had begun, and suddenly the second tree knew he was carrying the King of heaven and earth. One morning, the third tree was startled when her beams were yanked from the forgotten woodpile, and she flinched as she was carried through an angry, jeering crowd. She shuddered when soldiers nailed a man's hands to her. She felt ugly and harsh and cruel. But on Sunday morning, when the sun rose and the earth trembled with joy beneath her, that third tree knew that God's love had changed everything. It had made the first tree beautiful. It had made the second tree strong. And every time people thought of the third tree, they would think of God. And that was even better than being the tallest tree in the world. The end. There. Wasn't that a good story?
Thank you, Miss Susan, and thank you, kids, for coming up tonight. That was a great story. Parents, wave at them, make sure they get back to the right place. All right. As I said, we're going to be reading some scripture together tonight, and I'd like, if you didn't get a program, please raise your hand, and I'll see if I can get you one. All right? Can I get one of you guys back in the back? Dan, there's some guys right down here that need a program. Anybody else over here? All right. Our call to worship tonight is Matthew chapter 2, beginning with verse 9. So if you would read that with me, and then we'll sing together, O come, Emmanuel. Say it with me. "And lo, the star, which the wise men saw in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. O come, Emmanuel." Dan and Jana, if they would, to come and do our scripture reading. And immediately after that, Carmen Wolf's daughter and grandson, sorry about that, Brenda and Ben Wolf are going to come and play for us "What Child Is This?"
Isaiah 7:14. "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Isaiah 9:6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
And Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 33. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Now behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. And he will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end."
Thank you, Brenda and Ben. Appreciate that. Well, at this time during our normal, or normally we'll read the Christmas story passages together. And someone reminded me a few weeks ago about something that I did a number of years ago. It's been quite a few years ago. But I'm going to ask those that I've asked to read to come up. And we're going to read, if we read in English, it's in your program in English, but I've asked quite a few from our congregation and also maybe visiting with us. I know most of you know that we have a Spanish ministry and also a Chinese ministry that meets here at our facility, as well as our English-speaking congregation as well. But we love these people and feel like they're part of our family, and we just thank the Lord for them. But also we have some other folks that are visiting with us, or missionaries that are able to speak in other languages. So as we read the Christmas story tonight, these folks are going to read it to us in a different language. Immediately after that, Roman Creed is going to come and play for us, handbell solo, and Tina's going to accompany him tonight.
Nașterea lui Iisus Hristos. În vremea aceea a ieșit o poruncă de la Cezar August să se înscrie toată lumea. Înscrierea aceasta s-a făcut întâia dată pe când era dregător în Siria Quirinius. Toți se duceau să se înscrie, fiecare în cetatea lui. Iosif s-a suit și el din Galileea, din cetatea Nazaret, ca să se ducă în Iudeea, în cetatea lui David, numită Betlehem, pentru că era din casa și din seminția lui David, să se înscrie împreună cu Maria logodnica lui, care era însărcinată.
Und als sie dort waren, kam die Zeit, dass sie gebären sollte. Und sie gebar ihren ersten Sohn und wickelten ihn in Windeln und legte ihn in eine Krippe, denn sie hatten sonst keinen Raum in der Herberge. Und es waren Hirten in derselben Gegend auf dem Felde bei den Hürden, die hüteten des Nachts ihre Herde. Und der Engel des Herrn trat zu ihnen, und die Klarheit des Herrn leuchtete um sie, und sie fürchteten sich sehr. Und der Engel sprach zu ihnen, fürchtet euch nicht, siehe, ich verkündige euch große Freude, die allem Volk widerfahren wird.
今日、ダビデの町であなた方のために救い主がお生まれになりました。この方こそ主キリストです。あなた方は布にくるまって貝歯桶に寝ておられる。緑子を見つけます。これがあなた方のために印です。すると、たちまち、その見つかりたと一緒に、多くの天の軍勢が現れた。神を金賛美して言った。糸高いところに栄光が神にあるように、地の上に平和が御心にかなう人々にあるように。御使いたちが彼らを離れて天に帰ったとき、羊飼いたちは、互いに話し合った。さあ、ベツレヘムに行って、主が私たちに知らせてくださったことを見てこよう。
Elmentek tehát sietve, és megtalálták Máriát, Józsefet és a jásolban fekvő kisgyermeket. Amikor meglátták, elmentek azt az üzenet, amely erről a kisgyermekről kapták. És mindenki, aki hallotta, elcsodálkozott azon, amit a pásztorok mondták nekik. Mária pedig mindezeket, a dolgokat megőrizte és forgatta a szívében, a pásztorok pedig visszatértek, dicsítve és megmagasztalatva az Istent, mindazért, amit pontosan úgy hallották és látták, ahogyan ő megüzente nekik.
L'évangile selon Matthieu, chapitre 2, verset 1 à 4. Jésus était né à Bethléem, en Judée, au temps du roi Hérode. Les mages d'Orient arrivèrent à Jérusalem et dirent « Où est le roi des Juifs qui vient de naître ? Car nous avons vu son étoile en Orient et nous sommes venus l'adorer. À cette nouvelle, le roi Hérode fut troublé, et tout Jérusalem avec lui. Il assembla tous les principaux sacrificateurs et les scribes du peuple pour leur demander où devait naître le Christ.
Ils ont répondu, dans parce que le prophète dit, « Bethléem de Judée, tu es dans la ville并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来，牧养我以色列民。当下希律暗暗地招了博士来，细问那星是什么时候出现的，就差他们往伯利恒去，说：你们去仔细寻访那小孩子，寻到了就来报信，我也好去拜他。
Ellos, habiendo oído al rey, se fueron, y he aquí que la estrella que habían visto en el oriente iba delante de ellos, hasta que llegando se detuvo sobre donde estaba el niño. Y al ver la estrella se regocijaron con muy grande gozo. Y al entrar en la casa, vieron al niño con su madre María, y postrándose lo adoraron, y abriendo sus tesoros le ofrecieron presentes, oro, incienso y mirra. Pero siendo avisados por revelación en sueños que no volviesen a Herodes, regresaron a su tierra por otro camino.
Chapter 2, verses 5 through 11, in English. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped. But he made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God highly exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Tomorrow morning we celebrate, as we continue as well tonight, we celebrate the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. Taking on flesh, of course, is a sacrifice all on its own when you are God, but it doesn't save us. So as we celebrate his birth, let's also celebrate the result of his death. We remember Christ's sacrifice that brings our salvation from sin and secures our eternity with him. Jesus spoke these words as recorded in Luke chapter 22, verses 14 through 18. When the hour had come, he reclined at the table and the apostles with him. And he said to them, I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I shall never again eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And when he had taken a cup and given thanks, he said, take this and share it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine from now on until the kingdom of God comes. So as we take this meal together, remember what Christ has done to secure the kingdom for those who believe. And let that impact how you celebrate his birth. I know that we have many visitors here with us on a night like tonight. And so all who have trusted in Jesus Christ for their salvation are invited to partake in this meal with us. For those of you who have not yet found that salvation in Jesus Christ, have not found your salvation from your sin, we ask that you would observe and by all means ask questions of the people around you. And let us also tell you about the joy that we are celebrating. We'll pass the bread and then we will partake together at the same time. And then we will pass the cup and partake likewise. At Christmas, we celebrate celebrate Jesus becoming flesh so that his flesh can be broken for us. Luke 22:19, and when he had taken some bread and given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them. And Phil, if you would pray for the bread.
Father God, we thank you that as the body of Christ, we can collectively thank you that you indeed were born of a virgin. You indeed lived a sinless life while on this earth. You indeed were crucified for our sins, and indeed you were buried. But we thank you that you rose again victorious over that death. And we also rejoice in the fact that just as you came the first time, we have the promise that you will come again for us. Help us to remember these things tonight in Christ's name. Amen.
You sing with me. Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, to glory before Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word. Once again. Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer. His name is one.
And in the same way, he took the cup after they had eaten. If you would pray for the cup again.
Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus that was shed for our sins. For the forgiveness of sin, the eternal life, all the blessings of your salvation that it gives. We thank you for it and all the sacrifice you've made in order to make it possible. In Jesus' name, amen.
The first Noel the angel did say was to certain poor shepherds in fields that they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep. What a night that was so deep. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. Then let us all
Noel, Noel.
Poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. Jesus was born to die as a sacrifice for our sins. And so at Advent, we celebrate the incarnation candle here. Jesus, who came to bring us hope and love and joy and peace. He is the light of the world. And at this Advent, we look forward to the second, and in the in-between time, we look to the one who shed light into the darkest of places, which is even our souls. And so now we are called to spread that same light.
As they are passing the light, let's read together our last scripture reading of the night, and then we'll sing some together, taken from Matthew, Ephesians, and then the last one in Mark. Would you read with me? Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Go tell it on the mountain.
Shepherds kept their watching, horses.
take a look around the room, you'll see what I think is the most beautiful scene that we get to see, just sitting out here together and shedding light. And so we take a look around, and well, hello. One of the fun parts of Christmas here. He'll probably go play the organ here in just a second. But thank you all. Whoop. Thank you all for coming tonight. It's been a blessing to have you here with us to celebrate this Christmas Eve service, celebrating the first Advent. And we pray that you have a wonderful and merry Christmas with your families and other loved ones that you'll be with. And I would even say tonight, hey, if you want to continue celebrating and enjoying one another, I think Judith and I are going to go look at some lights and then get some dinner. So you can come hang out with us if you want to do that. And may you all have a wonderful, merry Christmas and grace and the hope and joy and love and peace of Jesus Christ. It is time to go.